The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
Sorry. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John.
Glory to you, O Lord.
Jesus came to a town of Samaria called Sychar, near the plot of land that Jacob had given to his son Joseph. Jacob's well was there. Jesus, tired from his journey, sat down there at the well. It was about noon. A woman of Samaria came to draw water, and Jesus said to her, "Give me a drink." The disciples had gone into the town to buy food. The Samaritan woman said to him, "How can you, a Jew, ask me, a Samaritan woman, for a drink? For Jews use nothing in common with Samaritans." Jesus answered and said to her, "If you knew the gift of God and who is saying to you, 'Give me a drink,' you would have asked him, and he would have given you living water." The woman said to him, "Sir, you do not even have a bucket, and the cistern is deep. Where then can you get this living water? Are you greater than our father Jacob, who gave us this cistern and drank from it himself with his children and his flocks?" Jesus answered and said to her, "Everyone who drinks this water will be thirsty again, but whoever drinks the water I shall give will never thirst. The water I shall give will become in him a spring of water welling up to eternal life." The woman said to him, "Sir, give me this water so that I may not be thirsty or have to keep coming here to draw water. I can see that you are a prophet. Our ancestors worship on this mountain, but you people say that the place to worship is in Jerusalem." Jesus said to her, "Believe me, woman, the hour is coming when you will worship the Father neither on this mountain nor in Jerusalem. Your people worship that you do not understand. We worship what we understand, because salvation is from the Jews. But the hour is coming, is now here, when true worshippers will worship the Father in spirit and truth. And indeed, the Father seeks such people to worship him. God is spirit, and those who worship him must worship in spirit and truth." The woman said to him, "I know that the Messiah is coming, and one called the Christ. When he comes, he will tell us everything." Jesus said to her, "I am here, one who is speaking with you." Many of the Samaritans of that town began to believe in him. When the Samaritans came to him, they invited him to stay with them, and he stayed there for 2 days. Many more began to believe in him because of his word, and he said to the woman, "We no longer believe because of your word, for we have heard for ourselves. And we know that this is truly the Savior of the world." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
For the Jews, the word water is connected to tears. The tears from the eye. It's a very deep meaning for them. Water means for cleansing. of our sorrow. But when we feel sorrow, we cry. So it's a double meaning for we Christians. When we say we are baptized with the water, we are really baptized in our conversion. New life. New life doesn't mean I don't want to do this in the from the past. New life means living Christ himself in you. That's what St. Paul says always to his people. Today is not I live, but Christ lives in me. We know that Paul was a human person. He also confessed that many things he has to do, he didn't do it. Anything that he should do it, he didn't do it. That's we are, what we are, how we are. But our hope is in the living water, in Christ. Firstly, we are baptized with the living water. Secondly, we receive his life through the Eucharist. When we receive Christ, Christ lives in us. This is what St. Paul says today. It's not that I live, but Christ lives in me. We have to have this sense that Christ is not far away. Christ is part of you, is in you. At the Garden of Gethsemane, Christ was praying, and the other three, his beloved disciples, they tried to pray, but too tired, they snapped. But Jesus came to them and said, "Can you stay with me for now?" Now today, many times we are tired. We forgot about God. We forgot about his business. We just worry things of our own selves. Maybe Christ at times he come, "Can you stay with me?" That kind of stay, it doesn't mean you have to come to church all the time. Stay with Christ, first of all, stay in the will of the Lord. Whatever you're doing, do it well, better. Everything with spirit, with joy, with trust. And that's the way you stay with Christ. He wants you to be aware that he is present, not only present by your side, is in you. Whatever you do is Christ in you. At times also he says, whatever you do to the least, you do it to me. So Christ is present, not only in you, in all the people next to you. And that creates kind of unity. That's why Jesus prayed, "Father, that they all may be one. One in his spirit, one in his love, one in Blessed Trinity, mutual love." But there's mutual love, there's a presence of Christ. In his promise, Matthew chapter 18, verse 20, "The two or three are united in my name, I am in your midst." So believe that we are called not only for our own conversion, but live a new life, that this life is transmitted through our acts of charity, so that today it's only yourself live in him. We, as a person, we are the people of God. We are one mind and one body in Christ. We are united. Jesus prayed for this purpose, so let us be an instrument, be his living water, giving life, giving joy to people. When you have life in Christ, surely you can share this with others. Otherwise, that's only a theory that you are Christians. Christian is something that you are just have a testimonial, your baptism certificate. Means you're converted, you're one with Christ. That St. Paul says, "Today is not that I live, but Christ lives in me."